So Sister mentioned before the prayer, and I'm wondering how many people are a little nervous about that. Be honest, you're like, oh no, what's this gonna be? But it was fairly painless, right? We're like, wow. But the Lord, as we've probably said somewhere in this seminar, is such a gentleman, and he will never force himself on us. In fact, he goes the other way, and he waits for us to open the door. And of course, we mentioned before that everybody's different, and we have different experiences, and we have to know that there's the other guy who wants to shut all this down, and he'll use every manner of temptation. But one of the ones that is a big principle of the Christian life is do not compare. And we tend to do that, you know, like with that one, she got that gift or he got that gift. Let him work the way he wants to. We're unique. As Brother Joe used to say with Sister, our former director, we are custom designed. There's no one else like us. So we need to respect that in ourselves and not go running around like, oh. David and Saul, with David tried to put, or King Saul tried to put David, put his armor on David to go fight Goliath. David's saying, no way, I can't wear that stuff. So let's not put on all these accoutrements that we think we need. Just be simple. Just say, I'm yours, do what you want. That can be a dangerous prayer, but it's a beautiful. And if we say, stop, that's it, he stops. One thing we are learning, I think, I'm getting much older, it's taken me a long time, but I'm learning not to put God in a box. We feel safer that way. I'm a control freak, but it's like, let him do, let him love, let him work. Let's get out of the way and he can just pour through. And if we're too nervous about that, he'll trickle through. But as we keep saying yes and yes, then we'll be amazed at some of the beautiful miracle. Really, all of us, mere nothings, we can see miracles. And people who have been in the community, we've seen them. Unbelievable. But we have to have faith. The feelings, as Sister mentioned, they don't matter. God really does not care about that. He cares about the will. Again, so we make the will act. I trust you. I believe in you. And your body's going, no, I don't. And your feelings are all over, and I trust you, Lord. Stick to that. I trust you. Oh, the rewards are unbelievable. And, you know, it's not like this is your first rodeo. It may come off as if you haven't had the Holy Spirit. I come to these all the time because I leak. We all leak. And we need for the Holy Spirit, we need to be refilled. So he keeps growing bigger and bigger in us. So that's important. And so let him be creative in us. Let him just surprise us. And then doubts are common, temptations are common. Here's a few, as Satan can be so subtle. We get these thoughts and we think they're ours. Not necessarily. One thing I'm learning lately is that more and more through a theologian I listen to, he talks about this, that there's such a subtlety in the evil one to come in and suggest something here or there. It may even be something good, and we go, oh, that we think that's from us or from the Lord. And this is the beauty of this community or any community. We test these things. We don't just go running off. You know, that can be dangerous. So the enemy, he can exaggerate our weaknesses, which he does. Another one-liner from Brother Joe, if it's an inch, he'll make it a yard. You know, we have a little crack in our foundation, and we let him get in there like the movie The Wizard of Oz, the wizard behind the curtain, projecting this big image of himself and this big booming voice, and little Toto runs over and pulls the curtain aside. That's where we need the Holy Spirit to show us that big thing that we're so afraid of. It's a lie. It's all a lie. So we ask the Lord now tonight to give us that grace to help each other see that and to see the truth, because that, we say it so often, it sounds like a cliche, but the truth will set us free. And then, of course, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy. Well, tell me who is, but he makes us worthy. There comes faith again. Thank you that you make me worthy, Lord. Or I'm never picked. I remember in grade school, I wasn't picked to go do something up on the blackboard. And I always thought, I'm never picked, ever. Don't let the evil one come in here and tell that to you. That you're not worthy enough, you're not whatever, for him to use you in a beautiful gift. And you're operating in gifts, ministry of helps. I see some people here who have that beautiful gift. We have sinned, and that's why we have confession, and we can tell the Lord we're sorry. Or it's just our imagination. What if I'm making this up? What if I'm going to be fooled, thinking this is God and he can do these great things in me? We'll never do anything great if we listen to that lie, and that's a big one. And then we get down to our problems. There have been people who have walked out of seminars and they are just amazed that certain things just go away. They didn't do anything to fix them, but they turn their life more over to God and he fixed them. Or then he does, as another brother aphorism, the installment plan. Sometimes we want to be healed right now, this big, miraculous, spectacular thing. But God knows us. Sometimes if we're healed right now, we're talking physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, we'll walk away. Thanks, God. Okay, I'm going back out there. But if he does it on the installment plan, we stick around, we stick with him, and we need him, and that's the whole thing. We need him. Okay, so the big surrender thing. By the way, there's a beautiful novena called the Surrender Novena by Father Dolindo Ruotolo. Beautiful. Google that if you've not done that, and surrender to God that way. We don't have to do it ourselves. I asked brother to help me with this talk tonight, and here comes another brother saying, 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares on the Lord, for he cares for you. It's all a matter of quit being in charge, our will, and let his will begin to rule and live in us. Then we start seeing some really amazing things. So be faithful to daily prayer. Some people, I'm kind of a machine type, you know, I want to get closure, I get my stuff done, but I might be missing the love factor. Some people are just gushing all over with love, but they can't get the machine going, they can't get the process going. Now, there is a trick that we can use, the 1 minute trick with our brains. This is proven scientifically. If you say, I'm going to pray tomorrow morning for an hour, good. Many times it doesn't work. It's too big. But if we say, I'm going to pray tomorrow morning for 1 minute, it's called the 1 minute trick. The neuropeptides, all the stuff gets going, and then we can pray better. So if we can be faithful to 1 minute and let the Lord grow that, and you don't have to start at an hour. Maybe you're already praying 2-3 hours. Let the Lord work with you on that. But we have to have some kind of virtue here, some kind of, you know, I'm just going to do it. And one way I learned from Jean Hunt years ago, you get up in the morning, you forget to pray, and you have bedroom slippers, stick a crunchy piece of paper in your bedroom slipper, and you put your foot in there, and you go, what is, oh, I'm supposed to pray. So we can do little things, and the Lord loves creativity, so to honor him. Prison to praise. Merlin Carruthers, we had him for a visit here years ago. Beautiful book. Praise God for everything. praising. Sally Wessel is a member of our community. She said to me a number of times, she says in the book, he says, "Praise the Lord, my house is on fire." But the thing is, that's felix culpa, oh happy fault, the bad things that happened. Only the Lord can take the mystery of evil, and he doesn't condone evil, but boy, he does more with evil than if it hadn't happened. And that is the truth. We don't try to do evil, but it's there, so he works with it. We don't want to be a lone ranger. That's dangerous. And I'm naturally that way, but I was so weak and broken, I had to ask for help from many people because I'd wear one person out. So, you know that. Okay, so this is a very important thing I'm going to tell you now. And I didn't do this in the beginning, except, well, with Jim I did, because he'd think I was a Looney Tunes. But go easy on your family. Go easy, easy, easy. Because we get all enthusiastic. But would you have liked somebody to do this to you? Maybe a week ago or whatever? We need to respect people, manner, timing, and intensity. We have to consider all those things when we share, but then when the Spirit nudges us, then we don't want to go, Ease into it, and love first. Love paves the way. Pope Francis has talked about the kerygma, which is go out into the deep. Go out into the deep, and when you go into the deep, and it's like deep sea fishing, you catch a fish, well, you know, to get him in all at once, they might be fighting you. You got to let him run. You got to do this. So go out into the deep with your family and your friends and love them gently, but show them what real love is. I'm telling you, if I would have heard the vacuum cleaner running after this Jim's first baptism in the Spirit, I would have known God had moved. And now he vacuums all the time. It's great. All you have to do is get a bed back. So praise the Lord for that. And we don't want to come off as holier than thou. That really, really turns people off. You know, we got to be very demonstrative. What we do with our praise, we want to show the Lord we love him. But, you know, trying to act like now we're better, nah, that's a turn off. Did mention tongues. I know that scares everybody to death, but that is, again, not a requirement. And if you're interested, you got a little pamphlet, you can read it about it. There are books when the books are out, and there are people here if you want to pursue that. Marianne, you could talk to her, or Bright Yellow right here. So let's just thank you, Lord. Thank you, come Holy Spirit. We're happy you're here. And we ask you to have your way with us. And we just love you and praise your name forever. Amen.